before we get out of here, got to take a look at this past week in the world of Donald Trump and some of the fallout from his, I guess you'd call it a mini explanation tour. He had President talk three times about all that poison that happened just over a week ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, where on that Saturday, he was doing fine until he used the phrase "on many sides" when he was referring to violence, which he might have been alluding to other events where some of the far left perpetrated violence against the right. For example, the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise and others. But if he just eliminated that phrase and stuck to the point of focus and apparently stuck to a script they had in front of him, then Saturday's probably would have been an acceptable calling out of the venom of the poison and the racism that was down in Charlottesville. So Monday came along, and what looked like a hostage tape, then the president stuck to the script, which, okay, 3 days after, people were calling out on that, although they were sort of glossing over the fact that it took Barack Obama 10 days before he recognized the civilian uprising that was taking place in Iran. Remember that? Of course, by the time the Obama White House said something about it, that party was over, and all he could say was, nice try, and if you try it again, we'll be with you guys. But then came Donald Trump on Tuesday, where again, it was supposed to be a ceremony where he was signing an executive order on the infrastructure, and the obvious thrust of the questions weren't going to be about the nation's highways, but about Charlottesville, Virginia, when the president, and again, putting the bad mouth on what he should be putting the bad mouth on, the racist, the white supremacist, the KKK, the Nazis, then for some reason thought it was a good idea to use the phrase, there were very fine people there on both sides. Well, I'm still waiting for someone to point out those very fine people on that side over there where the Nazis, the Klan, and the white supremacists were standing. But on a related note from all of that, we had the foolish, the lazy, the naive thinking that if you remove statues and change street names who are dedicated to historic figures from the Confederacy, that's going to resolve this entire issue of racism in America. Okay, how'd that work out with the movement to erase the Confederate flag from history and ban the showing of repeats of the Dukes of Hazzard? Since, of course, the General Lee had the stars and bars on the roof. Yeah, it didn't really make much of a difference, did it? Those who think that's the answer are the same people who think clicking the like icon on a Facebook post changes the world. It's, in fact, these people merely trying to feed their ego by hoping enough people will believe what they're doing by trying to erase history will solve America's troubles. So what's next? Do we teach half the history of the Civil War? Do we only teach half the story of John Brown, Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver, and others while erasing the risks and the dangers they were subjected to by others who were against them simply because they were black? If we did that, wouldn't that dilute their heroic accomplishments? I'm referring to, obviously, Brown, Douglass, and George Washington Carver. So what to do with these physical recognitions of America's history? How about we use them to teach the truth and reality about the part of America's history, like it or not, that they'll eternally represent? Let the honest teaching about these people's wrong ideas and beliefs prevent the next generation from growing up to become the toxic waste that we saw in Charlottesville, carrying the bats and shields as they call for the removal of blacks and the death of Jews. And when you think about that, too, the people on that side, still looking for those very fine people over there, can't see them. You want to really dissuade anyone from looking at them as someone to emulate and to follow? Well, just point out one simple historic fact. Those Nazis, those Klan members, those racists are aligning themselves with the losers of that point in history.